Hello, and welcome to Get In We're Going Healing, a place where we talk about mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being to help you learn to let go of the things that are holding you back from being your best, your greatest, your most authentic you. My name is Tova, and I will be your guide. So today what I want to talk about is some misconceptions about what it means to surrender. And what it means to be in your receiving energy, and what you can do to facilitate that. So oftentimes on this spiritual journey, particularly if you identify as a divine feminine, which means you are more in your feminine energy than your masculine energy. Now, this is not to do with gender, has nothing to do with gender. Whatever gender you identify with isn't the same. It might be the same as your divine energy, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. It's more whether you identify with the energy of the feminine, being more in the receiving, the yin energy, or whether you define yourself as the divine masculine energy, which is the yang energy, the doing energy, the action-oriented energy. And many times on this journey, if you identify as the divine feminine, we are asked to be in a receiving mode. And this is challenging because in our society, we are focused on the hustle. We are focused on the yang energy, the doing energy, the making things happen energy. So it can be very challenging when we are being asked by our guides and our higher self to be in a receiving mode. Because it can be hard to understand that. And one of the misconceptions about being in receiving mode is that you're not doing anything, that you're not taking any action whatsoever. And this is something that I had difficulty with, because to me, from what I had understood, receiving energy was about waiting for the universe to provide it to you, waiting for the universe to put it in front of you, which it is. It is definitely in that, where you're not going out and forcing and pushing in the physical world, forcing things to happen, forcing things into place. That would look like forcing conversations, forcing action, going out and specifically seeking job opportunities or various opportunities for yourself, like going out there and actively, call it like job hunting, where you're going and looking and actively putting the energy in to seek it rather than allowing it to come to you in the right timing. Now, it can be confusing because, again, in this society, we are taught hustle culture. We are taught if you want something, you have to work for it. If you want it, you have to put in the effort. Nothing comes to you for free. Nothing comes to you without you having to put in the work and effort. 333 on my timer. And this can be a challenge for those who are trying to learn how to live in their receiving energy. And so we go from this mindset of trying to make things happen, and then we drop into a mindset of just waiting. And the waiting can be very frustrating because we're not sure, am I supposed to be taking action? Am I supposed to be seeking? Am I supposed to just be waiting? Nothing seems to be happening. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. And it can cause a lot of doubt. But one of the things I've begun to understand is that even though we're in a space of waiting, even then when we're in the space of waiting for the right opportunities, the right situations, the right things to show up in our life, we are not in a space of complete inaction. Let me clarify. So for those who are identifying as the divine feminine, Or even again, divine masculines do have feminine in the yin yang. Divine feminine has aspects of the divine masculine, and divine masculine has aspects of the divine feminine. There is, if you look at the yin yang, there is an element of yang in the yin and an element of yin in the yang. And that is meant to show that in the divine feminine, in the feminine yin energy, it's not without taking action, but it's meant to be inspired action. It's meant to be divine action. Whereas the yang energy is meant to be doing energy, but it is also supposed to be divine doing. That is the yin energy. That is the spiritual component. It's not just doing for the sake of doing so that you can do. It's taking the right action that is aligned for the correct path that you are on, for the correct focus that you're trying to create. So it's not about trying to force, it's about taking action in the right direction. And for the feminine, the yin energy, it's about waiting and being in a receiving mode until the right situation presents itself and then taking action. But as the divine feminine is the more spiritual energy, the divine masculine, we've talked about this before, but when we're talking about the chakras and which ones belong to which energy, the lower chakras are traditionally the masculine energy and the upper chakras are the feminine energy, with everybody meeting in the heart center. So that means the divine feminines are more naturally aligned with communication, intuition, and connection to source. And masculine energy is more naturally aligned with stability and security, with creativity and confidence, and self-confidence and self-worth. Now, on this healing journey, much of the learning that has to be done is healing through our own natural connections with the chakras that are connected to our own energetic signature, and then working through the other ones, developing the less developed ones. So for divine feminines, that is building self-confidence, building vulnerability and trusting your emotions, and then creating stability in the physical world. And for the masculines, the divine masculines, that is being better at communicating, trusting intuition, and connecting better with divinity, with source. And again, everybody meets in the heart center. The heart center is the connecting factor between all of them. Now, this is where the yin energy isn't all by itself. So remember, I said that the yin energy has an aspect of yang. And there is aligned action. That is, the focus is aligned action. So a lot of times for divine feminines, we misunderstand and think that we're just supposed to just sit back and wait until things present themselves. But that's not quite true. It's about taking action, inspired action in the right directions. And now again, as I said, for the divine feminine energy, it's connection to source, it's connection to intuition, it's connection to communication. So one of the things that tends to be overlooked is that you're not supposed to be making action in the physical world, but that doesn't mean that there isn't action to be taken in the energetic world, in the spiritual world. So that would be things like manifestation, visualization. That would be affecting the energy in a energetic sense rather than from a physical sense. So not going out and seeking the job that you're looking for by looking at the want ads, but rather visualizing. For those who can't visualize, it's about the sensation. It's about imagining the correct job, the job that would bring you the most satisfaction, the job that would bring you all of the things you're looking for: financial abundance, emotional abundance, mental stimulation, all the things that you are seeking in the perfect job, and aligning that to you energetically. And then allowing the universe to bring that to you physically, rather than seeking out and reading want ads, looking for a job that would fit, or trying to make yourself fit into a job that might not be the right job for you, but changing yourself from an energetic standpoint. Does this mean you have to quit your job today? No, because that would be physical energy creation. That would be trying to make it happen in the physical world by physically quitting your job. That is not the alignment. That is not the energy of yin, of receiving. Rather, it's while you are working your current job that might not bring you the satisfaction, spending time connecting with your inner world, connecting with your spiritual world, and visualizing yourself having the job that is most aligned for you. It doesn't even need to be a title. Don't give it a title. It's not about having a specific title or a specific thing. It's about what job, whatever job you're going to do, how would it make you feel? Whatever relationship you want, how would it make you feel? If you had the right thing, what would that feel like to you? What would that job, that career, that opportunity, that relationship, what would it feel like to be in that space? And then allowing the universe to bring that vibrational match to you, whatever that thing is that you're trying to seek. That is essentially the manifestation. And yin energy is allowing for manifestation. Now, again, there's no reason that someone who identifies as a divine masculine couldn't do the same thing. Because, again, that's the element of yin in the yang. It is through when divine masculines are trying to push things into place, force things to happen without the divine guidance, that they end up in the wrong place. They end up in the wrong job, the wrong relationship, the wrong career, the wrong friendship groups. Because they are trying to make things happen from a 3D physical perspective without the element of source, without the element of yin. So that's something that's come around for me a lot lately through these this healing, through the eclipses and the portals we've moved through and the energies that have changed. It's recognizing that there's not a physical thing that I need to do. And this has been somewhat of a, I guess, a cognitive dissonance for me, because I've talked about this before, I have a therapist and I see my therapist every few months as needed. And in my last therapy session, my therapist was encouraging me to be in my yang energy, to force things to happen, even though my intuition was telling me that I was supposed to be in a space of waiting, in aligned action, in waiting for opportunities to present themselves to me, and then choosing which action to follow. And that was what my intuition was telling me. But when I spoke to my therapist, who is not a spiritual person, her help with therapy is wonderful. Her psychotherapy background is excellent. But she comes more from the traditional yang approach. Doing. Now, we do use internal family systems, IFS, and that's all done within your own mind. It's all done within processing your parts and things like that. And that is very useful. But the problem that I presented to her, it is a problem that we have had come up over and over and over. It is a karmic pattern that I have been healing through. A karmic pattern within relationships, and a karmic pattern within myself and my divine masculine that we have been working ourselves through. And her advice to me was very yang based and truly fear based on, if I don't take action, then the cycle will continue to repeat, that it will continue to be the same thing unless I choose what I'm doing and change what I'm doing, which is valid advice. But the advice she gave on how to approach that was very 3D world forcing yang type energy, forcing a conversation out of fear that if I did not force the conversation, it would not happen. And this put me in a fear state. This put me in a lack state. That put me in a focus of, if I don't take action, if I don't force things, if I don't move things in the way I think they should be moved, they won't be moved. And the problem with that is that it also takes away trust in my divine partner. Trust that my divine partner will be taking aligned action as well, that my divine partner will be receiving messages from divine on actions that need to be taken and courses that need to be corrected. It's taking all of the, I guess, responsibility that my divine partner would need to carry and taking that on myself, taking on the masculine energy of having to make something happen when my intuition and my spiritual guidance and meditation was that I was supposed to be in a receiving mode. I was supposed to be waiting for action to happen towards me and then determining what I was going to do as it came to me. And so this put me at odds and created conflict within me and challenge within me, which might have even been the divine plan. I mean, I don't believe that anything happens by coincidence. I feel that everything happens the way it's meant to happen. And so if that was the case, then divinity put her in my path in that moment in order to showcase to me my fears and my worries and my questions on whether or not I should be taking action and stepping into the yang energy on the fear that my partner would not stand in his yang energy, that my partner would stand in his wounded divine feminine energy, which pushed me into my own wounded masculine energy of feeling like I have to force things to happen. And it came to me essentially in another meditation of remembering that I don't chase, I attract, and that I can change things in the energetic realm. And that's not yang energy, that is yin energy. Being in a space of imagining what it is I wanted and essentially manifesting that, sitting in the energy of what it would feel like to be in the right job, to be in the right situation, to be in the right relationship, to have my divine partnership in divine union, what that would feel like to be in that space. And then allowing space for my divine partner to step in. Now, at the time of recording this, this situation has not been resolved in the physical world yet, but energetically, I absolutely feel a change in changing my mindset from a space of fear and worry that action won't be taken. It's coming into a focus of trusting the universe, trusting Source. And it's funny, whenever I ask Source for guidance and ask what it is I should be doing, it's music where the messages come through. And this song came to me randomly through, of all things, a reel on Instagram that somebody had shared about how the divine clears out the toxicity in your life over time. And it was somebody holding a wine glass that was filled with, it looked like beer, or like a beer stein filled with beer, and putting it under a faucet of water. And over time, the clear water eventually diluted the dirty color of the beer until it was nothing but the clear water. And the song that was playing in the background was this beautiful song with the lyrics, you did not create me to worry, you did not create me to fear, you created me to worship. And I'm going to leave it all right here. And that song was what I absolutely needed in that moment, because I was afraid. I was afraid that if I did not take action, if I did not take action in the physical world to force things into place, that it would not happen. And the lyrics of that song reminded me absolutely in that moment that I was not created by divine to worry. I was not created by divine to fear. I was created to worship the divine energy in myself, in my divine partner, and in those around me, to connect with the divine energy in all things, in all of us, and trust that the divine will manipulate those in the way that they need to be shown, however it is they need to be shown, that their growth on their path is something that is divinely guided, whether I see it or not, whether I believe it or not. And that I don't have to force a conversation. I don't have to force anything other than to open my heart. That as long as my heart was closed, then divine can't act, can't push the other person to act, because my heart is in a state of being closed. The only action I needed to take was to open my heart, was to allow my heart to soften, was to allow my walls to drop. That's all. And that is something that is capable for the divine feminine in the energetic realm, because it is simply just, from an energy standpoint, allowing your heart to open energetically, allowing your walls to come down energetically, allowing things to move into place energetically, allowing yourself to be in a space of receiving energetically, and then trusting that divine is working in my divine partner, for my divine partner to be inspired to take divine action and to move towards the relationship from divine action, from divine inspiration. And as much as I love my therapist, and I do, she's fantastic, she's helped me greatly in so many ways, because she doesn't see things the way I do from a spiritual perspective, 2222 on my timer, because she doesn't see things from a spiritual perspective, she doesn't understand what my motivation was when I told her that I was not taking action, that I was allowing my partner space, and that I was not going to move forward. She assumed that I was acting out of ego. And I will admit, there was a part of that. There was a part of me who was focused on, I'm not going to do anything because they need to be the one to come forward. And this is true from a divine partnership perspective, that the divine masculine needs to step into their yang energy, needs to step into their divine action energy and be the one to come forward with action in the 3D world. But that wasn't how I was embodying it. I was embodying it from a perspective of ego, where my ego was saying, I'm not going to be the one to do it. He has to be the one to do it. He needs to be the one to come forward. I'm not doing it. And that was ego. So from a perspective, she was right, but her advice was for me to take action in his stead. And that was not the correct advice. My guides told me that very clearly. I was supposed to surrender. I was supposed to release. I was supposed to allow divine to take action in my divine partner to allow things to progress. But the action I was meant to take was not in the physical world. It was in the energetic world, to allow my heart to be open to the possibility and to release my hurt and to release my disappointment and my pain and the way that things have transpired in the past, when I trusted my divine partner to step in and he did not. And I had to step in for him. And my divine guides reminded me that it's not my role to step in. And the reason it's taken so long to complete this karmic cycle is simply because I have continuously stepped into that role, thus not requiring my divine partner to step into that role and allowing him to sit in a state of wounded divine feminine energy rather than stepping into his healed divine masculine energy. And every time I was stepping into the divine masculine energy, I was stepping into a wounded divine masculine energy, feeling like I always had to be the one to take action, which is a wounded divine masculine energy. When what I needed to be in was a healed divine feminine energy, in a state of allowing and surrender and allowing things to unfold in the way in which divine intends it to unfold. But the part of action, taking action where I am capable of taking action, which is within myself and how I am experiencing things and how I'm viewing things, and not just from a manifestation perspective of trying to manifest something in the energetic realm of forcing this vision to come to pass, but rather looking at my own energetic signature and realizing that I was keeping my heart space closed off out of fear that my heart would be hurt, out of fear that there would be damage, as it has been in the past. And a turning point for me has been allowing me to open my heart space, focus on meditation that is allowing my heart to open, trusting in source and trusting that divine will bring things for the best outcome, that everything that is meant for me will find me, and that I don't have to force, I don't have to push, I don't have to try to make anything happen other than being in a proper state of receiving, a proper state of being open, of having my heart space open, of having my mind open, of having myself open to the possibilities of how divine plans to make things happen for my highest and greatest good, and to release my attachment to how that would look, because I definitely was attached to how it would transpire in the physical world. And because I was not seeing action being taken place in the physical world, I stopped believing that action was in fact taking place, because I could not see evidence of this. This is also something that's happening to me within my career space. Things are very slow right now. Things are not progressing and moving. And so it puts me in a state of feeling like nothing is moving and that I have to force things to happen and force them into place. But this is again divine reminding me that I am not supposed to make things happen in the physical world. I am supposed to be open to receiving and allow it to come to me, to be clear about what it is I'm trying to manifest into my world, the feeling, the end goal, but not necessarily the details, just the end goal, and allowing source to bring the right thing to me. And remembering that no matter what, source will always bring it to me greater and better than I could have ever imagined. That when I try to force things in my timing, in the way I visualized it, and my attachment to the specific looking outcome, it might work. It very well might work, truly. But is it going to be as good as divine could have made happen? Not likely. Because divine has tools at their availability, at their fingertips, that I don't. Source is able to bring me what resonates for what makes me feel good, for the outcome that I want, in a much better way than I could, because Source works within others as well, and I don't. Source works for other people's mindsets and viewpoints, and I don't. And just trusting. And that is the hardest part of all of it, is trusting. And that's for those of us who are on this divine feminine journey, and even those who are on the divine masculine journey, as we move through and heal towards our highest and greatest selves, trusting that what is aligned for us will not miss us. What is meant for us will always be meant for us, even if it doesn't come to us in the timing in which we thought it would, that it will always find its way to us one way or another, because that is what divine asks, that is what divine plans. The divine plan will always prevail. The only reason it doesn't come to us is because we get in the way. We stand in our own way and we try to force things to happen on our timeline when we think it should happen, in the way we think it should happen, which just delays it because divine sits back and says, okay, you want it your way? All right, here you go. It's going to be your way. Go ahead. Here you go. You think you could do it better? Go ahead. And then waits until it doesn't work out and then says, are you ready now? Are you ready to let me handle it now? And it's only when we surrender and say, yes, please, can you please handle it? I don't know what else to do. Can you please handle it? And divine does like the crack the knuckles thing and says, all right, let's get to it. I got this. And if we had just surrendered in the beginning, if we had just let go and allowed the divine plan to unfold in the way divine intended it to, it would have taken a lot less time, energy, emotion, heartbreak, just allowing everything to unfold in the way it's meant to. So that is the lesson that I have been through lately, and I wanted to share that because part of that might be something of what you're searching for in your path right now. Maybe trying to force things to unfold in the way you want them to, trying to force conversations to happen on a timeline you want them to, trying to force reconciliation and communication and opportunities to happen in the way you think they should happen without allowing space for divine to incorporate the things that are actually meant to happen, the people you're meant to find, the opportunities that you're meant to experience and possibly even fail solely for the learning lesson. So if you are on this path as well, just reminding you that you can manipulate things on an energetic level, but it's about manipulating yourself. Allowing yourself to be open to how things come, allowing your emotional centers, your chakras, to be open to receiving the new information, and allowing divine to move things into place in the right timing without you needing to worry about it. And then trusting, even if it's not coming when you think it's going to, knowing that it will, and that it will likely come in a better way than you could ever have imagined it could have. So I hope this was helpful. 32:23 on my timer. I hope that this was helpful for someone. Lots of numbers about balance, lots of numbers about endings, balance, connection, trust. Trust the universe. Trust the timing. Trust the process. So until next time, dear humans, keep letting go of the things that are holding you back from being your best, your greatest, your most authentic you. Until next time, love and light.